And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending August 14th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 33.7. Next year, 0.6. Corn this year, 7.7. Next year, 19.5. Soybeans this year, -3.0. Next year, 13.1. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly 50 cents to $1 per hundredweight lower, and some livestock buying locations may try to take prices down more than that. Terminals are called steady to mostly weaker, with top prices from $57.50 to $60. Peoria is called steady to lower today with a top price of $57.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, August 20th, negotiated swine purchases were 9,939. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $76.50 to $88, the weighted average $84.44. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $59.82 to $67.85, the weighted average $66.34. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 17,832. The base price range was $74.50 to $88, the weighted average $85.50 on a live basis. Barrels and gilts sold from $60.45 to $68.93, and the weighted average was $64.57. Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, on my radar screen, I'm seeing something I haven't seen in a while, green stuff.
Yeah, some green stuff on the radar. Not yellow and orange and pink and all that, though. So it's the green represents the lighter intensity precipitation. And so far, some places just west of the Mississippi River in eastern Missouri, I've picked up over a quarter of an inch of rain, but most amounts have been under a quarter of an inch so far. We will have some showers and thunderstorms in the general vicinity over the next few days. And it does look like we're not going to get enough rain to counter the evaporative losses over the past month. But it does look like some corn and bean fields will get some rain, especially in the eastern half of the Corn Belt here over the next few days, as we have an upper air disturbance coming through, and then a cold front will be moving from northwest to southeast through the belt over the weekend, although that front's expected to stall out in the Ohio River Valley, and that's because of Tropical Storm Faye. Faye is still hanging out down in Florida along the east coast of Florida, northeast coast. And all the computer models take Faye very slowly to the north and then northwest. So by the time we get into, say, Sunday, the center of Faye may still be over North Florida near the southwest Georgia border. And then it will likely slowly drift toward Alabama early next week. So it's going to bring some rain to southern parts of the southeastern states. And it's also going to block the progression of we're going to see a block of the cold front, the progression of the cold front coming through the Midwest, and that could stall it out, as I mentioned, near the Ohio River. So there's a possibility of a little more precipitation there. Now, as we go beyond into the middle of next week, it gets a little hard to tell for sure what will happen, but it does appear some moisture is possible from Faye, what's left of it. And that moisture would be going northward and eastward, so that may clip Ohio, which does need the rain. Ohio has been very, very dry for a longer period of time than even out here in Illinois, as much of Ohio had a very dry July as well. So they could use some moisture, and it's quite possible that they will get some moisture today a little bit later on, and that or I should say the later, early next week. And that could be all that Faye brings to the Midwest, maybe a little bit of rain to Ohio. And by the time that happens, it's not going to be extraordinary, I don't think. I think Fay is going to fizzle out mostly to our south. So anyway, the bottom line here for the Midwest Corn Belt, some showers are likely over the next few days. The best chance of rainfall will be east of the Mississippi River. It doesn't look like there's going to be widespread heavy amounts, so that the long term is still going to be a moisture deficit here for the month of August. We're going to have the rain that comes not counteract the evaporative losses, but any little bit helps. And then high pressure should build into much of the Midwest early next week, and that will send temperatures down a couple of degrees, humidity levels back to comfortable levels. All in all, as far as temperatures are concerned, over the next week to 10 days, I see temperatures staying pretty close to average. So crops should continue to develop. And basically, that's what we have to look at. There may be some more rain coming in next weekend, the weekend after this one coming up, but it's still a little too early to tell. And right now, as it looks going into early September, mild weather is expected across the area. But as we get beyond this next week, it's hard to make specific forecasts because the tropical situation. Right now, there's not much steering the tropical systems, and the only one we're concerned about at the moment is Fay. But if any more come along, that will have a downstream impact on weather systems moving across the country. So long-range forecast, there's still some question marks because of that. It does look like the northern plains will not have any major problems with weather. There's still going to be some harvesting going on there and planting going on in the central and southern plains. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 901.5, down 5.5, last trade up 4. December 927, down 0.25, last trade up 6.25. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 873.75, down 1, last trade up 7.25. December, 899.75, up 0.25, last trade up 6. September corn opened at 575.5, up 0.25, last trade up 4. December, 595.5, up 0.5, last trade up 4. July, 636, up 0.75, last trade up 2.75. September beans opened at 1294.75, up 1, last trade up 11.25. November, 1304.25, up 4.25, last trade up 14. Take it out to next March. They opened at 1332, up 1.5, last trade up 9.5. September soybean meal opened at 353, up 10, last trade up 10. September soybean oil opened at 5309, up 2, last trade up 76. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView out of Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
What did you make of the export sales reports?
A little disappointing on the beans. We again saw cancellations on the old crop. New crop came in at 13 million bushel. We've got a lot of resistance not too far ahead of the game this morning. And yesterday was really just an inside day with a high-range close. I think we'll see the bean market, however, try to work higher, 8 to 10 higher maybe at the outset due to sharply higher crude prices right now.
And in the corn, grinding higher into resistance today?
Yeah, at $6 is going to be psychologically a pretty tough level for December corn. We've made about a one-third recovery of the big move from $8 contract high down to that 504.5 low. Export bookings came in below trade estimates, however, about 7.5 million bushel old crop and just shy of 20 million bushel on the new. We are seeing some basis narrowing on this move, but the board, I think, is going to kind of struggle, maybe up a penny, maybe as much as 3 or 4 cents in the back.
Will the trade try to make an argument from the John Deere Pro Farmer Crop Tour about tipback?
Yeah, maybe. I think everybody's looking at this and saying the potential's there for a pretty big crop. We are tipping back a little bit. So we're losing some of that potential. I think that's kind of what's been the underlying force on the corn market this week.
Turn your attention to the wheat, please.
Wheat up 4 to 5 cents. Not a whole lot to say there. The rains that came across the southern plains were a little more scattered, lighter amounts than what the trade was looking at. $9 was taken out overnight on the December Chicago wheat. Next resistance is in the 912 to 925 range. Export bookings there. We're right in the middle of the trade estimates.
CME livestock.
At the Merck, I think we're going to see the futures markets lower. We really don't have much confidence in the cash market, either on the hogs or the cattle side. Beef cutouts have been weak this week. Not much going on the wholesale demand in pork. We'll be down 10, maybe as much as 40 cents in both of those.
Ellen, you have a tremendous marketing day, won't you?
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.